think that energized a lot of the young researchers in our group as well, too, because they could see that what they were doing, in some cases, the policy change was rapid, things that we would never have experienced. And the pressure was so strong. Normally, in normal sort of research, you would go back and forth, you would publish your evidence, and that would take maybe from anything from 3 months to even up to a year to get that published, and because everything's peer reviewed. So during COVID, some of the timing was radically different. So some of the evidence that we would produce, we'd be required to produce it sometimes within 76 hours or a week. We would get the evidence together as a team. We would produce it. We would submit it. It would go to one of the higher governmental groups to meet about it. And sometimes that policy was introduced the next week or it was announced. And to us, that was spectacular for the early career researchers to see that what they were doing was making a difference, right up to the senior researchers in the center, you know, working on this, to realize that the value of our work was really being heard, and also that we could make a difference as social behavioral sciences, working interdisciplinary across different boundaries, and that the evidence we were producing was being accepted and taken over.